There's a handful of machines in this corner of the massive Intertech testing facility in Cortland. They're all designed to make sure solar energy panels can withstand being outside for decades, enduring rain, snow, and even hail. Rick Lewandowski, the executive director of the Center for Clean Energy Technology, shows me an older solar panel that didn't pass their test.
You can see the impact on this particular module where the failure occurred.
So this little nick was a 2-inch piece of hail at 80 miles an hour?
Yep.
The testing facility opened up last month with the help of $2 million from New York's energy research agency, NYSERDA. Inside three chambers that look almost like bank vaults from the outside, solar panels aren't just exposed to winter conditions, but also to high heat and humidity. Other machines subject the panels to short blasts of light and longer levels of simulated sunlight. The new lab, known as CSET for short, is the only one in the Northeast. The next nearest are in the Southeast and California. Lewandowski says in the month they've been open, they've already scored a couple of clients, including General Electric. He says his lab won't only help solar companies get their technology approved for use, but that it lasts the whole warranty period.
Products that pass certification may not necessarily last the full 20 or 25 years of expected life or energy output. So a quality program that comes along with certification can be a very important piece to companies who are investing into solar.
Along with private companies, CSET has partnered with some New York colleges to test other solar products in development. In Cortland, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.